Hi everyone, Sainmade here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Miss Fat Cat, and here's what she has to say. Hello Sainmade, thanks for trying to explain the concept of love to me during our last chats. Unfortunately, I still don't understand it. I was hoping to better understand and maybe even reciprocate my husband's feelings. If not that, maybe not feel uneasy when it is pointed out that people love me. I typically want to throw up when I dwell on it too much. As you know, I have a hard time being around people. I tend to keep most interactions at a bare minimum and mostly fly on autopilot, so to speak. I moved out as a teenager and lived on my own for a few years. I liked it since I could take living on autopilot to a different level. I really think that people should try living on their own for an extended time. It was interesting to get to know myself. As a side effect, I don't actually put a lot of thought into how I treat people. Anyway, I remember a friend telling me that she was going to hang out with an old high school friend. Most students here don't have driver's licenses, much less a car. Her parents in particular didn't have a car either. I told her to take the shuttle service and call me if she's having problems. She did have problems and called me, and I went to pick her and her friend up. When I saw them, I didn't like the look on their faces, so I called them out and asked if they were stranded. They nodded, so I told them to get in and I would drop them off at the central train station. I explained that being stranded at the central train station is not a bad thing. There is light, cameras, and security guards. There is shelter, heating, and a place to sit down. There's also other people there to talk to. If you have cash, you can get something from a vending machine, and you're only stranded for 4 hours at most, unlike the place I picked them up from. My friend's friend tried to pay me when we got there. He looked shocked when I said everything was fine. I grew up with a dad that would always help people out like this, and he gets mad when I do it. Apparently it's not safe, those were different times, and so on. Yet he still does it. I also had a lot of strangers be kind to me and help me out. I figured that this is the new norm. As long as it's safe to help and no big deal, I'm not going to reprogram how I treat people. So I'll just have to get used to men acting weird about it. Sincerely, Miss Fat Cat. Well, Miss Fat Cat, you started off on point, and then you went off on a tangent story about the friends you drove to the train station. What was the point of all of that? I'm sure many of my listeners are going to wonder if you're just sharing that story to piss them off, or perhaps use them as emotional tampons. Maybe you don't know all that much about love, but if you read the comments section, you'll sure know more about hate. Love is easy to understand when it comes from us men. It's pure reproductively induced insanity. I suspect the closest you would come to actually loving your husband would be if your husband swapped bodies with the sexiest man that you've ever seen. That made you stop thinking rationally and just obsess over him, with your mind turned off and your lady bits turned on. If you ever find a guy that attractive and you supposedly fall in love with them, then eventually he'll stop being a turn-on as well and you'll fall out of love. So the love or lust will wear away. For men, love is like lust that never ends or fades out. A wise philosopher from the 1990s once tried answering this question when he asked the question, "What is love?" He told one woman, "I gave you my love, but you don't care. What else can I do? It's up to you." Then he followed up by saying, "Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more." If you get that cheesy joke, then me saying that is like leading you up on a long road to show you a piece of poop, and not a piece that looks like Elvis's head. Just plain vanilla poop. At least my story was more entertaining and didn't waste as much time and patience from people as yours did. I'm just trying to say that you can still be entertaining while you're talking about something boring, or nothing at all. Anyways, I'll get to more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Fat Cat is back, so don't have a heart attack, Clown World Show. Before you went on a tangent about being a nice virtuous person likes to drive people to the bus terminal or the train terminal and make them feel safe, you brought up the idea of being an introvert that prefers living alone. Most women can't handle being alone. You, on the other hand, had a medical condition that makes life better when you're all by your lonesome. Most women have to at least live with a roommate or a sister, 10 cats perhaps. They say it's to save money, but it's more likely they do it to save their sanity from loneliness and the fear of abandonment. Your hearing condition makes it so even the slightest sound sounds like a trombone in your ear. You want to be all alone because of necessity instead of because of choice. Also, being an introvert, you probably feel tired and drained talking to people in general. Maybe you should take that Jordan Peterson personality test. It would be interesting to see if you're as much of an introvert as you say you are. I'm an extreme introvert, and I'm in the 98th percentile. I hope I'm using that term correctly. I guess that just means that out of 100 people, I'm more introverted than 98 of them. It would be a good idea to get the test, and then I could send you a copy of the one that I took that will reveal aspects from both our personalities and see how we compare. I can even send you a link if you want. The only trick is that you have to answer the questions 100% honestly, and not answer them based on what you think that I would have answered. You also mentioned that you don't put a lot of thought into how you treat people. I find that hard to believe based on all the revenge stories you sent me over the years. Clearly, you don't want others to treat you poorly, and when they do, you actually respond by making their life hell. If that's not thinking, then I don't know what is. You know that most guys listening are going to criticize me for giving you a platform to speak and share your stories. Many will think of this video as a complete waste of time when compared to the other people sending me topics with their donations, or even guys that send me money and let me choose my own topics. They don't want to be subjected to verbal diarrhea anymore, but instead prefer that I select the topic instead in the worst case scenario. I'm not sure what else I can say to you at this point. If there's something I didn't address, then send me a message, and I'll make another video as you're more than generous with this request already. Moving on for the rest of this video, I want to discuss how James Cameron, a film hero, director of many people, myself included, if you've ever watched T2 or Aliens, says that there are a lot of things he wouldn't have done early in his career, but he did them because he was a testosterone-poisoned young man. He says that he always thought that testosterone was a poison that you had to slowly work out of your system. Well, that happens automatically to some extent because of age. But it's also the thing that makes a man who he is as well as makes him fall in love. His talk about testosterone is all about eliminating toxic masculinity. Jim, how did that work out in the last Terminator film where they killed John Connor off? Then you gave your blessing to it. Maybe what he's doing is getting all woke and social justice-y with the media so that if Avatar, The Way of Water, fails, he can say it's bigots that refuse to watch his movie, that are responsible for the mess and not the quality of his craftsmanship. He should really watch that episode from Star Trek The Next Generation where Captain Picard dies and meets Q in the afterlife. And then Q gives him another chance for life and asks him what he would do differently in life if he had to live it all over again. Picard says that he would have been more passive and less of a risk-taker. So he's brought back to life and sees the pansy blue shirt Picard that he's become, instead of the red shirt one that he died as. A young man doesn't have the luxury of experience and assets behind his name. He has to go out there using nothing but his testosterone and perseverance to get ahead in this world, and then once he's established and the years go by, then he's going to see his testosterone drop naturally. But why would a man want to see his testosterone drop and see himself become more agreeable? It represents his youth and vitality as a man, and Cameron would probably send a Terminator back in time to give an estrogen shot and feminize him so that he'd be more sensitive or something. They say that you don't actually want to meet your heroes, but it's getting so ridiculous that you might not even want to know what your heroes are doing these days, if they've become woke or not. I guess now we know why the last Terminator film was so bad. Cameron gave it his blessing. What I don't understand is how someone so smart could have so much cognitive dissonance and hate the very things that made him successful in the first place. I think what's happening is that more men than ever are starting to hate themselves when it comes to being men. Either that or they're lying about it because of the industry that they're in. I was reading some messages from Sam Bankrupt Fraud, and he was talking about how all he was doing was hitting the right talking points and nothing more with regards to discussing leftist things. My suspicion is that most of the wokesters out there aren't even woke, that they're all just a bunch of people virtue signaling that they are, so they'll be left alone. It's a good way to hide your belief system from people if you pretend to have another one. If they think that you're a woke joke, then they won't question what your value system might really be. It's like the whole thing with the green agenda. It was never about being green and saving the planet. It was always about making energy more expensive by making it renewable and taking more tax revenue away from the people. They always say one thing and do another. The sad thing is there are more people out there that believe in the woke agenda now because their favorite famous person crush also believes in it too. While they pretend to, and the person following them isn't smart enough to believe, they might be lying. And the person following them isn't smart enough to believe they might be lying because they idealize them so much. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that James Cameron probably wishes that the T-800 could come back in time and smash him before he ever made the first Terminator film. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Rumble, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that hate themselves from being men, or at least pretend like they do, away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.